Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a great program scheduled for you today, and I trust that you all are certainly looking forward to it as much as I am. Once again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I want to first begin by sending out a special thank you to my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, for the outstanding job that she did on last Tuesday. She did last Tuesday's show. She did a magnificent job. And I want to publicly go ahead and thank her for filling in for me. As a matter of fact, she will be coming in from time to time and filling in the blank for me and doing the show. So you will be hearing her periodically throughout the remainder of the year. I also want to go ahead and take this opportunity to let you know that we are live each and every week. We are live, and we have a publication out. But first, let me introduce my book to some who may be joining us for the first time, and also present to others. After the Passion, Now What? It's available online at drjessewalker.com. You can get a copy of it, and it's a very good read. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the author of it, but it's a very good read. So take time to fill in. As a matter of fact, to check it out. You can also visit my website at drjessewalker.com. And so by simply just going to online at drjessewalker.com, and you can get in. So that's what we have. And we're going to, without further delay, we're going to go ahead and bring in my co-host all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, I present some and introduce the others, Ms. Audrey Blake. Ms. Blake, are you there today?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Walker. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for joining me this evening, and it's always a pleasure. And you may have missed it. I just sent out a shout-out to say thank you. I just sent out a shout-out to you to say that thanking you for doing the show for me on last week. When I say send a shout-out to me, I was thinking about your book, Ms. Blake. She's the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. And, of course, she's joining us. And I want to publicly go ahead and thank you for the outstanding job that you did on last week.
Well, thank you. We're glad that you're back on your show tonight. And, you know, we had an awesome show. I mean, it was such a interesting dynamic. And actually on next week we'll have those two back, is my understanding.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you want to tell the listening audience a little bit about it. And you're going to be doing part two next week in its entirety, I understand. So, I mean, you'll do part two. But go ahead and just give them a synopsis of what part one was like.
Well, part one was a really intriguing conversation last week. Those who tuned in knew that we did barely had time to really complete and get all of our callers in. And we had two guests, Lisa and Larry, who are going to return to the show. The topic was, how soon is too soon to start dating after a breakup. And there was so much conversation about that one, Dr. Walker.
I had an opportunity to listen to it, and I really, you know, that's one of the few times that I get as a break to listen to someone else hosting the show. And I enjoyed the program, and I really, really did. It was nice to hear somebody else's voice besides mine.
But we missed you on the show, and so I promised the listeners that you would be back this week, and here you are.
And here I am. Thank you for that. We're going to get right to tonight's story because I'm in the process of traveling as we speak. So we're going to get to the story, and then we will, from the studio, the producers will be managing the studio, and I will be en route as we speak. So I want to go ahead and say thank you all for joining us on tonight's broadcast. For the record, this show does not have all the answers, but together with your help, I can assure you we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationship. So please stay tuned, and we thank you for that. Tonight's characters are Yeleny, it's spelled Y-E-L-E-N-Y, Yeleny and Zed, Z-E-D, Yeleny and Zed. When they first met 3 months ago, Yeleny and Zed spent a great deal of quality time together in spite of Yeleny having a very hectic work schedule that she would often have to juggle just to carve out time for her relationship with Zed. Now, within the past couple of months, things seem to have changed. Yeleny hardly ever sees Zed, who claims he has become extremely busy. It is still not clear to Yeleny what he is doing that causes him to be so busy, but she knows they are not spending quality time together, which is a problem for her now, when it used to be a problem for him getting quality time to spend with her. Now, Yeleny is really fond of Zed and has actually fallen in love with him. He has expressed his feelings of love for her and initially demonstrated his need to spend quality time with her because he was, in fact, enjoying her company. Now, Yeleny is, whenever Yeleny would ask Zed about his frequent disappearances, he simply would sigh and merely expressed that he was under a great deal of pressure from his job. Now, a couple of weeks have passed, and Yeleny has not seen Zed, but has only spoken to him on two occasions. Now, over the weekend, a close girlfriend of Yelani's reported she saw him at a dinner with a lady he appeared to be romantically involved with. Now, Yeleny confronted him about this matter, and he confessed to her that he had rekindled his relationship with his ex-girlfriend, and they were going to try and work things out. Of course, this was devastating news to Yeleny, whose heart was broken and could not understand why he was not man enough to tell her. Now, when asked how or why this happened, he explained to her that he wanted someone that he could spend more quality time with. Yeleny spends a great deal of time alone now pondering why this happened to her and the lessons in her life to be learned as a result of it, especially from a man that she had become extremely fond of. Now, the questions are leading in tonight's broadcast. Number one, do you think Yeleny was a rebound situation for Zed? Number two, do you think Zed was over his ex-girlfriend when he met Yeleny? Why or not? Why not? Number three, did Zed's expressions of being busy be cause or reason for you to think he was involved with someone else, which ultimately turned out to be the case? And question number four, do you really think this breakup was the result of a lack of quality time together or the fact that Zed was not over his ex-girlfriend? Please hold on to your seats and definitely your computers and phones for perhaps the answer to these and much more on tonight's broadcast, which, of course, brings us to our topic for the evening. How important is quality time in a relationship, starting right here, right now, live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show? Well, let's turn it over here, Ms. Blake, and let's begin by just saying, you know, with the question up front, how important is quality time in a relationship?
Well, Dr. Walker, quality time, I think, is immensely important in a relationship. I think when you have someone special in your life, you get to know them by spending time with them. And I have a saying that people make time for things that are important to them. So I think it's extremely important in relationships.
Well, I couldn't argue with you more because I think that people make time for what they want to make time for. So that's what I'm thinking, and you're absolutely right. People make time for whatever they want to make time for. So that becomes the important thing. You know, in the case with Zed and Yelani, do you think that Yelani was a rebound situation for Ted?
You know, it's always hard to tell. I didn't get a feel for the story as to what the length of time between the breakup from his previous girlfriend and the current girlfriend was.
Right.
That, you know, that kind of ties into next week's show, actually. How long?
Yeah, okay.
Too long. So, so it's hard to tell. But regardless, I thought I heard that in the story that at one point he did make time to spend with, what is her name? I want to get it correct.
Yelani.
So, well, that
right.
Yelani did make time to spend with Zed. I think that's what I heard initially.
Yes. Initially, he was having a difficult time getting her attention and time to spend with him. That was the initial thing, and I guess they may have talked through that. And then later, I mean, she did have a hectic schedule, and then later he found that she was having difficulty getting time from him. And so, you know, in essence, what ultimately happened was he was trying to see his ex-girlfriend again. And, you know, this was the cause for his actual disappearances. But then my question also becomes, you know, if it's hard to tell, as you said, whether or not that was a rebound situation for Yelani. But then why would people do that if he's not done with his ex? Why would he even start something new? I mean, we can certainly look at life happens with situations that are very similar to this. Why do you think that people they go on to something else when they're not even finished with something that they initially thought was maybe the past?
And again, these are just my opinions, of course, but people sometimes do it for different reasons. One reason is sometimes people need distractions. They feel that in order to get past another person, they have to be distracted by something new. And then the other thing is sometimes people don't realize they're not over the other person. They truly think that they are ready to move on. They haven't really dealt with the previous pain, and so they jump right into something else, not realizing that they're still in love with the previous person.
And that's so unfortunate, and that happens so frequently that people can't even imagine, because even with people jumping into marriages, they can realize later that, you know what, I was never in love with this person. I'm still in love with my ex. And sometimes it doesn't matter how good a person is to you, that love, that feeling of love, that power, that strength of love, that force of love can just cause you to gravitate right back to that other person.
Exactly. And people, again, I think it has to do with really being true to yourself and really allowing yourself some time. So, again, you know, people are quick to jump into new things sometimes. And it sounds like that may be happening here as well.
Well, there is no doubt. You know, in this case, I mean, you know, and question number four was asking that, do you think that here it was a situation where did it have to do with actually a lack of quality time, or was it really that he wasn't finished with his past relationship?
You know, like Arsenio Hall used to say, it makes you go, I think this is an awesome topic, Dr. Walker, because I think that we have listeners out there probably right now, I would dare to say, that are seeing somebody, and for whatever reason, that person typically has excuses, as I call it, as to why they are not able to spend quality time with them. And I think there are many people, I would dare to say, that are accepting those excuses as valid.
Well, with that in mind, do you think that those who are accepting those excuses as valid, do you think that they may, their speculations or their suspicions, they're in denial that, you know what, if my significant other claims he or she is so busy with work, could it be that they're really out there seeing someone else? You know, the suspicions,
yeah.
Even when they have cause to believe that their suspicions are accurate, do you think that a lot of times people spend, they're in denial?
Well, yes, when especially if there are, there's evidence. Now, sometimes it may not be an indication of another relationship, but it typically is an indication that either something else is going on or that at the time, at that particular time in that person's life, you are not their number one priority. Doesn't mean it's someone of the opposite sex that is. It could be a family member is ill. It could be some personal things going on within themselves. But you are not their number one priority.
In a case like Yelani and Zed, what advice, if any, would you give Yelani, who, you know, her girlfriend did tell her she saw Zed out with a girl that he looked like he was involved with. And then, of course, Zed, you know, said that he had started to rekindle with his ex-girlfriend. They're going to try to work things out. You know, now that Yelani is heartbroken, what advice, if any, would you give her if she were a friend of yours or a relative and coping with this situation?
Well, I do believe we hear this saying a lot, and some of it's biblically based, and some of it people use it frequently, that everything happens for a reason. I don't believe there are coincidences in life. Now, a couple of things about that girlfriend coming back and saying something. I'm glad that you also put the descriptor that he confessed, because had he not confessed something was going on, then what I would have said to her is, well, don't be so quick to jump to conclusions. And, of course, we always know, watch the girlfriend coming back to you or your male friend, your buddy coming back to you, because we all talk about sometimes those are the very people that end up with your significant other.
Okay. Now,
but
you know, and that
this case is different. I'm sorry, Dr. Walker.
No, that's okay. You know, and that could lead up to another show that perhaps the producers will give consideration to. Should you believe, you know, hearsay when it comes to your significant other? You know, negative hearsay when it comes to your significant other. I mean, that would make a good topic. Just like you're saying, girlfriends can come back or the guy friends can come back and say, hey, and then they end up with that person. So the question becomes, should you believe that? So that's a whole other topic in and of itself.
It sure is. But now we have a confession. And so confession's a different thing, because now you have to face reality of this is what the situation is. So the question really for, I believe, Yancey, if am I saying
it? Yelani.
Yelani. I'm having problems with that today. Yelani is, what do I do next? You know, do I jump into something else? Do I try to get him back? You know, or do I spend some time with myself healing and figuring out what went wrong in this relationship?
Okay. I mean, that's a very good point. Why don't we take an opportunity and go to the phone lines and see what we have. Let's go. We're going to take a call from 954-226. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you? Hi, Audrey.
Hi. How are you?
This is
okay,
Rose.
Who do we have on the line?
This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us.
Rose. Say welcome to the show, Rose.
Thank you.
Okay, Rose, give us what you think of the situation.
Oh, I've been listening. Audrey, I think you're so right. You know, this is a really good topic, and there are so many people out there that really need to take heed. And I do believe if the person is not willing to spend time, quality time, with their significant other, it has to be some other interest. And like Audrey said, it could be something innocent, you know, not meaning that it has to be another person involved romantically. It could be a sick parent or a child or something, but there is usually it has to be something that's distracting that person. And I do believe a lot of times that person is just not as in love as the other person would like them to be, and so they just don't find the time, they don't make the time to spend with that person, you know. I do believe that when someone wants to spend quality time with their significant other, they would always make the time to do so.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tend to agree with that as well, Rose. Let me ask you, Rose, do you think that Yanis was a rebound situation when it came to Zed?
I want to believe that. However, the story did not imply that he recently broke up with his ex. I don't know
right. The
time frame. I don't know.
Yeah.
But even though it doesn't say it, I would have to assume that he wasn't over her, because if he were, he probably would not give consideration to getting back with her, you know, right away. So maybe he just wasn't over her.
Well, you know, you never, it's hard to sometimes tell about human behavior, because it could have been, I mean, the story doesn't tell how long the time frame was for their breakup. You know, I've heard people say sometimes in order, when you miss one bus, catch another bus. And they sometimes even relate that to humans. You know, when you break up one person, get another person to get over somebody else. But certainly I would say that is not the thing to do. I think Audrey said it earlier when she said you have to give yourself time. How important is that time? Let me start with Audrey. How important is that time to give yourself?
Well, I don't want to give away next week's show, but I think
Okay.
People have different opinions on that. Some people feel that you should just jump into something new. Some people feel that you should give yourself time to heal. But I will say that you do, as the name of my book is, Falling in Love with Me, you have to take time to fall in love with you. I think that's extremely important, because if you don't love you, then who are you taking into the next relationship?
That's absolutely correct. Let's take a look at this one here. Do you really think, did Zed's expression of being busy for them to break up? Could he have been saying that when he was knowing that he was seeing his ex-girlfriend? Could that be his justification?
It could possibly be. I mean, we had an instance on last week's show where the young lady said that she didn't want to get married because she was going to medical school.
Okay.
So people use excuses sometimes.
Was she going to medical school? Did it prove that she was going to medical school, or was
it was a very similar situation. She had been accepted to medical school, but she too was seen with another person that she was seeing. Seems to be a trend lately.
Okay, that's always an interesting. We're going to take some comments that shortly came into the studio as well. Mel writes in a comment. He says, how can you really get to know someone unless you spend quality time with them? You know, otherwise, you don't even get to know the person if you don't spend quality time. Let's start by asking, and let me ask Rose this question. Rose, how important is that statement that he made? You know, that how else are you going to get to know person unless you spend quality time with them?
He's right. That's the only way I can see you getting to know the person. How are you going to know them otherwise? That statement just makes sense to me. There's no way to know that person unless you spend time with them. And sometimes, you know, when you spend enough time with them, you actually realize whether or not it's somebody who you could actually live with or not. That's why it's just not good to jump into something. Sometimes people meet in 2 or 3 months, they decide that they want to get married to each other. I really believe, and sometimes it works, but most times it doesn't, because and they start living together, they realize that this person get on my nerves. I can't live with this. I don't like his habit. I don't like what she does. You know, so I think it's very important that you learn the person first. Spend quality time with that person so you can actually learn about that person, and then you can know if it's somebody who you could actually share your life with. So I think it's very important.
Well, Audrey, do you think that his comment is on point, that and Rose is on point with what she's saying as well?
Yes, I think it is, although I probably am a proponent of sometimes shorter dating, believe it or not, a lot depends. But, again, like Rose said, it can happen, but it's not the norm.
Okay. But, I mean, when you talk about shorter dating, is that because you don't want to take all the element of surprise out of getting to know the person or other reasons?
Just because I know people who, I've not experienced it personally, but I know people who have had short engagements, who had successful marriages. But obviously they were people that God put together. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Can I say something on that, Dr.
Okay.
Walker?
Yeah.
Because I agree with Audrey that a lot of times it can work. Now, I don't really believe in very long engagements, especially for mature couples. I believe that a year is really good. I'm actually talking about a month or 2 months when they just meet and they decide I'm heads over heels and I want to get married. I do believe, however, that sometimes when it's a shorter engagement, you tend to I don't want to stay in love for a longer time, but the excitement lasts a longer time because sometimes when you take too long, it's like that excitement wears away because it's been so many years of dating, you know. So I think you have to be very careful there.
All right, well, then on that note, could it be that, okay, after, all right, just watch this here now. Follow me along, you all, if you would. Does that mean that for years that if you marry, let's say, after 8, 9, 10 months, then could it be that 5 years down the road, the same dating period that you once, you know, did not want to prolong, now that you're married 5 years later, could it be that everything catches up to itself and now you're saying, oh, this person still gets on my nerves? Because now it may have even happened in a shorter span of time, like 2 years, because you're now living with the person and this is when you really get to see the true colors of a person, is when you live with them, as opposed to, oh, she looks really good or he looks really great when I'm coming to meet them. But now you wake up to that person. Rose, let me go at you with that one.
I'm not sure if I understand.
Yeah.
Well, does,
yeah.
Yeah. Does it mean that, the short dating or the year of dating and then getting married because you feel that you know something about the person, you don't want to take out, you know, then there's still an element of surprise, you know, as opposed to dating for 4 or 5 years, and then you find that it's not as exciting because you know more about the person. So now the question becomes that paradigm, has the dating that you didn't do for 4 or 5 years caught up with the marriage that you've done for 4 or 5 years to say the same thing? Gosh, this person is getting on my nerves, but they got on my nerves now after 2 years as opposed to 5 years of dating because I live with them and I see their true colors.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm going to respond to this correctly or, you know, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
I think let's say you date for only a year and you get married, you still have that element of surprise to come because you don't know everything and you didn't spend 5 years dating to get bored with each other, but now you get married after a year and you're still growing together. You're still learning things, but you have already learned enough about the person to realize that, you know what, I can put up with his or with her whatever that I don't like. I realize that I don't like XYZ, but that's not that important to me. I can live with that. So now a year passed and you get married and you're actually growing with each other and the surprises are still there and you're still excited and you kind of grow and bond, okay? So I don't see much of an issue 5 years down the road. You're already bonded with each other. You know,
okay.
You live together now and you become bonded. On the other hand, spending 5-10 years dating, you probably kind of get bored with each other because, hey, gosh, it's been so long, and if it's a lady and she wants the proposal and the guy is not proposing, she kind of gets pretty tired. But then when he finally does, because she didn't move on, the surprise is already gone. I mean, she gets so used to him now that it's just not as exciting anymore. You know, I'm not saying that could always happen, but it can happen if it's drawn out for too long.
Okay. Audrey, did you have a thought or a comment on that?
You know, Dr. Walker, I actually was looking for a quote about being someone's option when you make them a priority, and I haven't come across it yet. But I will say there's something you frequently say that I think is good advice that I would personally take, because I have been in situations where, you know, you dated for years and it didn't work out, and then you meet people, you know, a short period of time. But I think that couples counseling is an excellent thing. I think you're on to something there, that when you do meet, and I'm talking about more mature people,
right,
when you
right.
meet someone that you really feel is the one, that you're pretty sure that it's where you're being spiritually led, it's probably good to get counseling, because until you live with somebody, you really don't know them. And, of course, you know, Christian churches don't advocate living with people first. So
right, right.
I think that couples counseling by trained counselors will bring out things that you have not considered that are generally problematic in relationships.
Okay, I think that that's an interesting point. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly call in to the show at 347-857-1769. 347-857-1769. And, of course, send us your comments. We will be able to go right to the air with those comments, provided they come in on time. We're going to go to another comment. This comes in from a male. He says, my ex-girlfriend and I broke up because she did not give me the quality time needed in our relationship. Now I'm with a woman that believes in the importance of spending quality time together. So, I mean, you have the extreme. Sometimes it's the man that doesn't have the quality time to spend together. And sometimes, of course, it can be the woman. But that quality time, and let me throw this at Rose now. The quality time, why is that so important, or maybe not as important for everybody, in your opinion?
I'm sorry, Dr. Walker. You're saying why is the quality time important?
Why is it important for people to spend quality time? Why is that so important to some people and not as important to other people?
I think if a person really want to get to know their significant other and really want that relationship to work, they will want to spend quality time with that person, you know. And I believe a person who just doesn't care, that person would not really care to spend the quality time, because there's no other way to know the person unless you spend the quality time with that person. Therefore, I can't see why someone who have an interest and who is in love with the person that they think they're with would not want to spend quality time with that person. I can't see why.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
Because what it's saying, and I love it, Rose, I absolutely agree with you. Those are excellent points. I mean, it's all about am I your first love or not? That's the question you really
right.
need to ask that person. Of course, in your spiritual life, God should always be first. But, you know, behind that person should have some high hierarchy that you're really high on the list for them. And, Dr. Walker, I found that quote because I just had to share it with the audience. I thought
right.
it was so great for this show. It says, when someone treats you like an option, help them narrow their choices by removing yourself from the equation.
I believe in that. I believe totally in that. And we're going to have a show based on that in the upcoming weeks. And I mean, I think that's an ideal quote. Who's that by?
It doesn't say. I'll have to find it out. I find lots
okay.
of great quotes on my Facebook page from my friends. But
okay.
I just thought that's an awesome quote, because if you are that person's option, then you choose the option, remove yourself from the equation, because you're important. And, again, it may not be that they're seeing somebody. There are a lot of people out there that are in the situation, perhaps. We're not trying to plant the seed of infidelity, because just because they're not spending time with you doesn't mean they're not being faithful, but you obviously are not their priority at this time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you have, as I listen to you read that quote, you have a quote in your book, something that you say along those lines. If a person, something to the, and I'm paraphrasing here, something to the, if their presence don't make, and help me out here, if their presence.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I heard you say that at a seminar, and I thought that was absolutely beautiful.
And actually, it's not even in my book, but it will be in my next book, I'm sure.
Okay.
If their presence doesn't add value to your life, then their absence will make no difference.
Won't make a difference.
Oh,
won't make a difference. I remember that. I remember that. I love that. If their presence don't add value to your life, then their absence won't make a difference. That is, I mean, when I heard you say that at a seminar, I said, that is absolutely beautiful. And that's along that same lines. You know, if a person is not bringing value, then their absence won't make a difference. That's even with friendships.
This is true. Now, Dr. Walker, I do want to be clear, because I often say things like this, and I don't want the audience to think, you know, that she's always talking about getting out of a relationship and breaking up. That's not it. What I'm saying to our listeners is you deserve more. You deserve the best. Don't settle for less than that. So there are relationships that are successful and doing well, but these are relationships where people value each other.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go to the phone lines again. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to go over to 863-420. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
How you doing, Dr. Walker? This is Dennis.
Dennis, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you on the show, as always. Dennis, what do you think about when it comes to tonight's topic? You know, how important is quality time in a relationship?
Quality time is very important. I agree with Rose with her last comment and your co-host as well with her comment. When you don't spend that quality time, now I know your co-host just said that, it may mean doesn't mean that they're messing around with somebody else, but it usually means that there is somebody or something that is more important than what you are. If a person who is in love with another person is supposed to be in love with another person is spending more time elsewhere, even if it's their job, even if it's the church. It is they're still putting something in front of your relationship. Yes, if you're worshiping God, you should be worshiping God basically together, where you're evenly yoked. If you're putting church, so many church functions in front of the person that you're in love with, if you ever got married, you still would be putting that church or church functions in front. And it's important that you do things as a family, as a couple. You become friends first, and then you become lovers. You know, because after the passion, what do you have? So, you know, you have to think about the things that you do. And I love that quote. If my presence is not, what is it? It's not
value.
It's not adding value when I'm with you, then when I'm not, you won't miss me.
Right, right, right. And that is so beautiful. Rose, what do you think of that quote?
Oh, I just love it. I think I'm going to have to write it down. I just think it's awesome. And it makes sense. It makes so much sense. So that's something I'm going to have to learn to remember.
Right.
Now,
I want to remember it. I don't want to write it down. I want it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now, Dr. Walker and everybody, true to Audrey B's style, let me also interject. Some people, when they walk out of your life, you need to give them a thank you card.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I like that.
Exactly.
Even. I love that. A thank you card. That is really beautiful. It reminds me of a story of a a man who always tried to go after a business of his own. And yet he worked for a company, and one day the company decided to lay him off. And within a couple of minutes, he went in his desk drawers. He was cleaning out, and he gave everybody his business card for the company he had started. So
absolutely,
a person, a thank you card, and letting them know, you know what, I appreciate you for removing yourself from my life, because
absolutely.
You know what, you know how to do it. I didn't have the strength enough maybe to do it, and you did it for me.
Yeah, Dr. Walk.
Yes, Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, going along with your co-host, people impress you in one or two ways. They impress you when they walk up to you, or they impress you when they walk away.
I love it.
Walk, there you go.
You guys just have all these nice quotes tonight.
That's another. We just got another person that just sent me a message here and saying that they love that quote, that if their presence don't add value, then their absence won't make a difference. That is so awesome. We're coming almost to the end of the show. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We got about 10 minutes to go before we start to bring the show to a close. Let's take a look at some of the more comments that are coming into the audience as well. This female writes in. She says that she left her boyfriend after 6 months of dating because he failed to spend the quality time that she needed. He claims he was out working, but later found out that he was back with his ex-wife, and they were trying to rekindle things similar to tonight's story. So she says, ladies, beware. Rose, what message is she trying to send when she says, ladies, beware?
Beware of these guys who tells you that they're over their ex. You know, I think as females, and men also, because, I mean, it can go both ways. But I think when you meet someone, it's very important that you don't just give yourself totally over to that relationship until you are actually sure. You know, give it some time and find out all the details. You know, sometimes girls get caught up into these relationships with men who are married, or because they don't ask enough questions in the onset. You know, when you just meet someone, it's a time to ask all the questions on the first date or the first two dates, because at that time you really have nothing to lose. You haven't given your heart over to anything yet. So, you know, it's best to find out as much as you can. And before it gets to turn into a strong relationship, he or she is willing to talk, you know. You're just going out right now as a friend, so to speak. So they'll be more open. They won't try to hide things, you know, if they're being honest with you, at least.
I think that that's a very interesting point. And, you know, with that note, I mean, let's take another one. Audrey, did you have something you wanted to speak to that issue on as well?
One quick thing is that, listen in relationships. I'm a great talker, which is probably why I co-host your show.
I love it.
On. But sometimes it's good to listen. And so when I go out on dates, what I'm learning to do is let people talk. Just listen. Because, you know, true to the poet Maya Angelou, my favorite, believe people when they show you who they are. So if you listen to what they say, don't listen to what you think or what they meant. Listen to what they're actually saying.
I agree with that. Dennis, give us your thoughts on that as well.
And if people won't talk about themselves, who usually is their favorite subject, then they're hiding something or trying to hide something.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I would tend to agree with that. I would tend to agree with that they are hiding something. You know, but sometimes could it be that that's not always the case?
I'm not saying that's always the case, but if you're asking questions and they're asking you questions and you won't answer their questions, what are you hiding? I mean, you know, just like it was said, it's just a fill out time. You know, if you're filling one person out, the person's filling you out. But if you're not going to talk to them, either you're not interested or you're hiding something.
Right. And I do understand that.
Yeah,
I
Dr. Walker.
I do really understand that. Yes.
Right, because when people, these are great points, I think it's Dennis, is our caller, is talking about, because when
right.
people avoid your questions, when they answer your question with a question, or when they say, oh, I don't want to talk about that, I don't want to talk about that, well, either they're hiding something, or they got some deep-seated issues they need to deal with. And so
right.
that's when you really want to wonder, okay, what is it that you just asked them that they can't talk about or they're attempting to change the subject?
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. And I tend to agree with that as well. And my thing is, let's take another comment that has come into the air, and we've got only a few more minutes. Before we start to bring the show to a close, this female writes in, she says, I had to learn this the hard way. After the man I was in love with broke up with me for someone else that could give him more time. At the time, I thought it was important to pursue things with my family, meaning my siblings and other relatives, which ultimately backfired on me, with the only relationship that I now realize that was my true love. So let me speak to Rose on that one. And then I'm going to go to Dennis, and then we'll also go to my co-host. Right, let's start with
Rose.
Go ahead, Rose.
Well, if she has a significant other, you know, he should come first, especially if he's her husband. He should come first.
Okay, I think that's a good point.
Not a family member, but him.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm saying he should come first. Her husband should come first. Just like the wife is supposed to come first. Mm-hmm. That's actually your family now. So the relatives are actually second place. Your family is who you're married to.
Okay, I want to make sure I understand that one correctly now. Rose, say that again, and then we're going to go to Dennis. Dennis, give us a live shot.
No, I'm just saying that who you're married to is actually your family. So that family comes first, not the siblings.
Yeah. In a relationship, whether you're married or you're dating, it's like when a young person now goes to college, a college wants to give a scholarship or wants to bring them aboard when they are well-rounded, that they can do more than one thing at a time, not just be intelligent, but have a social life as well. So if your family is in, you want your family involved in with your or your marriage or your dating, it has to be a well-rounded type of thing that you're still paying attention to your significant other. Your significant other is who you are going to be living with and who you're going to be spending your time with. If you put them aside just for your family, then you're going to lose one way or another.
Okay, I think
absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say two very, very good points. You know, my major thing is that people find time for what's important to them. And
yes.
I can't say that enough. And so if we are in a relationship, you need to find time. And that goes both ways. That's why I talk about mutual enhancement in my book. It's two people both fulfilling each other's needs, not just a one-sided, you know, that's a whole nother show, one person getting all the benefits and the other person just draining them of their resources. But Rose says something I want to comment on, and that is, about, you know, marriage, but even in a relationship, that person should make you a priority. Doesn't mean you may be the top priority, but you should be pretty high up on the scale. You shouldn't be the last option.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And I think that was a very good point expressed by Rose. I mean, you shouldn't even be the second or third. You should certainly be within that. You should be number one. You really should. That's the way it's supposed to be. And even when it comes to family, as was mentioned earlier, you're married to that person. Rose, give us your thought on that as well.
I agree. That's your I agree that becomes your family now, the person you're married to. And that's number one in your life.
And,
right.
And one of the things I want to interject is that I'm really thinking about our listeners out here who are single and who are not married, you know, like myself, and who may be dating someone that, say, has children. You know, well, certainly single mothers and single dads are going to, particularly small children, are going to make those kids a priority. That is their responsibility. But they still will find quality, and that's the key word, quality time to spend with that person they say they love, that relationship, significant other individual.
Right. All right, here's a couple more comments we're going to try to get to. One from a female, she says, unfortunately for me, I put my friends ahead of my relationship and later discovered my boyfriend started dating one of my best girlfriends, because he claims I was not available for him. Some of that is true, but I just don't think he should have gotten involved with my friend, and obviously she was not a friend to do this to me. Let me start with Dennis. Dennis, what do you think? Was he a true friend?
It doesn't sound like it, but if she wasn't paying enough attention to him, he's going to look. And if he's able to spend time with one of her friends who was looking as well, yeah, they're going to get closer together. I want to throw this in, too. Before I got married, I dated two women who had children. Their children was very important to them, and they were important to me. So I combined the effort in spending time with the family and made the children feel as comfortable with me as I spent time with them as I did my girlfriend. She knew she was number one, but she knew that I also cared about her family. So it made a very good relationship.
Very good.
Okay. All right, Rose, how important is it? I mean, you see here's something else that happened. This man jumped off and went with this woman. I mean, one of her best friends, because he claims she didn't have time for him. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's just wrong. I don't care that he was looking. Look someplace else. Don't look at my friend. I'm sorry. I don't think that was classy at all. And I think that friend just wasn't a friend. Okay, and chances are he might not end up marrying to that friend, because if she did that with him, she'll do it to him. So I think it was just wrong.
I think we got time for one more comment. I'm going to give this, turn this over to Audrey. Maya, this comment comes from a female. She writes, I recently broke up with a guy that was obviously a mama's boy that spent more time as a grown man with his mother than he was willing to give to our relationship. I feel sorry for the woman he gets. I understand the importance of parents, but it comes a time to embrace life with a significant other. What are your thoughts? Is she on point?
Well, that's a hard one, because I'm very close to my son, and I have friends who are very close to their moms. I think it has to do with, was he finding any quality time with her? That's the real question, because everybody has their own place. But I'm not going to knock somebody for loving their mom. Can't do that. But the question is, is that person giving you any quality time?
Mm. Now, you know, I got to throw this out there. I got to take off the gloves on. This is my co-host.
I know.
And, you know, I
here we go.
I got to say this part. Now, are you saying that because you have, I heard you mention and you brought it in there, that you got sons and you're close to your sons. So are you suggesting or implying that when your son get their significant other, you want to make sure that you're on the high priority list as well?
Oh, I already am. You know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I had a friend that told me, and I hope they don't really mind me sharing this, that there was somebody who had concerns about him being very close to his mother, and that they didn't know if they could compete. And he made it clear, oh, there is no competition.
Okay. You know what? On that note, we're out of time. I've got about 2 minutes, and I want to go into my food for thought immediately. I want to thank all of you all for joining us. Please be with us on next week when my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, will do How Soon Is Too Soon to Start Dating After a Breakup or a Divorce. listen out for part two for that. Now I'm going to go into my food for thoughts. The opinions expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to tonight's topic, how important is quality time in a relationship? I believe there's a clear distinction between simply being together and spending quality time together. Being together for some may simply mean taking on the role of getting together for the sake of not being bored, yet you prefer to have something else to do and maybe someone else to do it with. Spending quality time, in my opinion, is a little deeper and requires a desire and commitment to want to be with the one you love. I believe when you are truly in love, home, wherever the heart is, when you are with your significant other or so. Question is, as you've heard tonight's broadcast, the question remains, how important is quality time in your relationship? Please think about it. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and that's simply been my opinion. Now, I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did, and please tune in this Friday and every Friday from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time for your half-hour inspirational program. If, of course, you choose to bypass Friday's inspirational program, please remember to tune in next Tuesday when our topic will be How Soon Is Too Soon to Start Dating After a Breakup or Divorce, Part 2 with my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. Please tune in because you really don't want to miss this show. Remember, you must be 18 or older to do so. Until Tuesday or until Friday or next Tuesday, I say to everyone, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.